Hi. My name is Ben, and I travel around the world with a show called Hypnomagic. It's a show that mixes two enormous passions of mine, hypnosis and magic. And I'd like to begin the talk with a wonderfully embarrassing video of myself from when I was 5 years old, walking around the house trying to hypnotize people. Thank you for not laughing. That was the beginning of my journey, and 22 years later, I've arguably achieved my childhood dream. This is what people experience when they join me on stage.
Oh, you're trying to open your eyes. Try and see that you can't pick up your foot. The more you try, the more it locks. And you're trying to pick up your legs. Are you trying to open your eyes? Try harder.
You seem completely petrified. I'd like to use this TED Talk as an opportunity to finally explain what's happening to someone when he's hypnotized. And actually, I think that hypnosis is such a ridiculously misunderstood concept that the vast majority of hypnotists don't actually understand what they're doing. And when I began, I was none the wiser. I want to honestly share the story of the first time I ever successfully hypnotized someone. It was a small family event. I was invited to do my magic show. We invited a woman to join me on stage. And just for fun, I repeated a hypnotic induction that I literally heard the night before from a lecture. Just said it word for word. I told her that her legs are now completely stuck to the ground. And for some weird reason, it worked. I really want you to try and imagine the scene. A woman is now apparently stuck to the ground while I'm standing there trying to act confident while I'm trying to figure out if she's pretending or not. The crowd is obviously amazed, but for change, so am I. I have no idea why this is happening, and this looks ridiculous to me. From my point of view, this is real magic. There's no way that the words I just said actually made that happen. And that's how my obsession began. Let's bring, maybe you're next to the aisle. May I? What's your name? Hila, can I bring you on stage? Please give Hila a huge round of applause. Are you okay? You look nervous.
I am.
It's okay. Me too. Please face front. Take a deep breath in. Perfect. And on the breath out, close your eyes and remain with your eyes closed. By the way, Hila, you're wide awake. You're listening to me. If you weren't awake, you wouldn't hear me. And what we're doing is very simple. I'm touching you on your forehead. Please look forcefully up, up, up without opening your eyes, as up as you possibly can, and begin feeling pressure building and accumulating in your eyes. More and more pressure building in your eyes, so much so that your eyes begin locking. It begins feeling as if your eyelids are made of concrete, as if your eyelashes are gluing to each other, exactly. Keep looking up, 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 and realize that in fact, the more you try, the more your eyes lock. And at this point, I want you to try and see that your eyes won't open. Please try, try and see that the more you try, the more, exactly, your eyes lock. The more you try, the more your eyes lock. And that's weird because usually it's so easy to blink. Keep trying, trying, trying until I will let go in 3, 2, 1, and your eyes can open. First of all, a round of applause for Hila. Please take your right foot and just slide a little bit forwards as it is. Maybe not so much. Perfect. Right hand forwards, deep breath in, breath out, close your eyes. Deep breath in, and on the breath out, just begin realizing that your right foot just becomes a little bit heavier than it usually is. All of the right side of your body is just becoming hard and glued to the ground. You can imagine that the floor is made of concrete, sticking your foot and gluing again. And as you do this, I want you to take another deep breath in, deep breath out, your foot glues to the ground, and I want you to gently try and see that your right foot cannot move. The more you try, the more it locks. The more you try, the more it locks. Exactly, and it's not only right foot, it's your left foot as well. Try picking up and see that you can't pick up your feet. Thank you, guys. Good night. No. I'm gonna count to three. On the count of three, a few things will happen. One, you will be completely free. Two, you will get a spontaneous round of applause from everyone in TEDx Technion. One, two, three. So like this. See that one? What's happening here? People use hypnosis to describe a huge variety of things, but it looks like people are actually experiencing something so dramatic that we can't easily explain it with things like relaxation or focus or guided imagery. What's the secret that's giving these hypnotic inductions their seemingly magic mind control power over people? I think I figured it out. And if I'm right, then hypnosis is deceptively simple. I think hypnosis is primarily about one thing: convincing the subject that the hypnotist has control over him. That's it. I want to paraphrase to really clarify my point. I'm arguing that a hypnotic trance is nothing more than a person holding the belief that he or she is being controlled by the hypnotist. If that's true, it means that hypnosis is just a persuasion process, and that the reason that these hypnotic inductions are working is because they look convincing enough to work. So I think the best way to make this abstract point real to you is to walk you through what I just did with Hila. So Hila, may I bring you one more time on stage? Thank you very, very, very much, Hila. Hila, you can stand over here. My only focus is to persuade Hila that I have control over her eyes and over her legs. Once I'm done, game over. So the first thing I did was I asked her to close her eyes, I asked her to look up and realize that her eyes are beginning to lock just a little bit. Now that's just a known magician's trick. When you have your eyes closed and you look up, it's just kind of harder to open your eyes. I want you to all try. Everybody close your eyes for a moment. Without moving your head, look up, 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 and realize that it's just a little bit harder to open your eyes at this point. Open your eyes. The interesting point is when Hila thinks to herself, ah, I can't open my eyes because of Ben. The words he said made this happen. From that point on, it doesn't matter if she looks forwards or anything. She believes that her eyes need to remain shut. And with the legs, I also did some subtle magician trickery just as a convincer. But again, the interesting thing is making her believe. I asked Hila to stand with her feet shoulder width apart. Perfect. And slide your right foot like that, a little bit forwards. Now, we all know how to walk. We know that in order to lift your leg, you have to shift your weight to the other foot so that you can lift that one. I asked Hila to take a deep breath in and out. That kind of looks relevant, but what I really did was I put her weight on her right foot here, kind of hard to pick it up, especially when I have my hand on her back, not letting her lean back. Now, you feel that I'm blocking you, so what I did so that you won't feel it again, it's a subtle little magician trick, it's not the point of the matter, is I slowly slid my hand up your back. Doesn't that feel as if I'm letting you lean back? Try leaning back now. And doesn't that feel as if I let you? And then he lies like, ah, I tried picking up my leg just like I always do, and I didn't manage. It must be Ben. And when I see the moment of belief, I've been looking at her face throughout the process. You could put your hand down. Just looks weird. I've been looking at her face throughout the process, and the moment I see her going, ah, I can't do it, that's when I can lean her on her other leg, let go, and her feet are going to remain stuck to the ground. So again, another huge, huge round of applause for Hila. Thank you very much. This simple idea can explain everything that hypnotists are doing. If I'd want to convince you that I have control over you, I might choose to talk in weird speech patterns, or wear a suit, or hang diplomas all over my walls, or make you breathe irregularly, or claim that your eyes are getting tired because of the words that I'm saying and not because you've been staring at a pendulum. Growing up, I thought that hypnosis must be one of two things. Either it's nothing, everyone are pretending this is a mass delusion not worth looking into. Or this is some complicated version of mind control that stage hypnotists and psychiatrists somehow figured out. Now I think it's none of the above. I think that everything anyone has ever experienced under hypnosis, whether on stage or in hypnotherapy, whether he's acted more courageously than he usually does, or quit smoking in an instant, or even dealt with difficult traumas or memories from the past, he really just did it to himself. There's no big secret. People are just exploiting the belief that they are being controlled by someone or something else to give themselves the legitimacy to do what they already wanted to do and be who they already wanted to be. Thank you very much. Thank you.